Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. I'm your host, Mike Davies. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a legislative package that has to do with career and technical education that's moving through the House soon. And I understand that this is an effort to really help people position themselves into better employment circumstances in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, our number one focus is on good jobs and careers for all Pennsylvanians. And in the legislation that we're proposing, we're focusing on workforce development and career and technical education opportunities. We're focusing on advancing policies that help transition people from minimum wage jobs to family-sustaining careers. And we have a package of bills that we're calling Good Jobs for PA. It's a package of bills that will help people achieve these goals. A number of these bills earned committee approval this week and are now advancing to the House floor. The package includes a number of bills that would boost our workforce development needs, would provide for flexibility with career and technical education programs, would also create a comprehensive online career technical education resource center and other coordinating effort for workforce development opportunities. So I think this is a very important package. It's something we're focusing on because we know that everything centers around good jobs. And this is what we're going to continue pushing forward with because our goal is good jobs for everyone in Pennsylvania.
You're also the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and I understand that you're going to be looking at a proposal put forth by the Wolf administration to help out farmers in the state. What's going on here?
Well, in the coming week, our House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee that I chair will join the Senate Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee in holding a public hearing on Wednesday, March 20th at 9 a.m. in the state capitol to discuss the governor's agriculture budget proposal and specifically his PA Farm Bill proposal. It's a proposal that would provide an additional $24 million for agriculture programs in Pennsylvania, but also make some agriculture policy changes. And we feel strongly that it's important to look at these proposals in great detail. I look forward to that discussion. We certainly all support Pennsylvania agriculture, and we'll be looking at the details of what the governor has proposed. The meeting is planned to be streamed at my website at repcauser.com, barring any technical difficulties. But again, that will start on Wednesday, March 20th at 9 a.m.
Also, this week is a celebration of a big industry, especially in northern Pennsylvania, and that has to do with maple syrup.
Well, Maple Weekend is here. It's an annual festival that's held in Potter and Tioga counties and across the Commonwealth to focus on our maple producers. It's held on Saturday and Sunday, March 16th and 17th, and at 17 different maple producers across Potter and Tioga counties. It's an opportunity to learn more about the process of collecting sap and making maple syrup and a whole host of other products. So it's an excellent opportunity to support our maple producers and also support Pennsylvania agriculture. There's more information available on Maple Weekend at www.pamaple.com.
Also, there's grant applications available for a program that's really great for rural fire companies that have to deal with wildfires. What do they need to know?
Well, funding is available to help rural communities guard against the threat of wildfires, and fire departments can apply for these grants through the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service. The annual program is funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but administered by the State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Fire companies are eligible if their communities have less than 10,000 residents, so important program for all of our local communities. Many companies in our area have applied for these grants in the past and been successful. So the grant application is currently open, and you can apply for these grants up until Thursday, May 2nd by going to the DCNR website, www.grants.dcnr.state.pa.us.
And as we get into the spring here, a lot of people are thinking about the opening of fishing season. I understand you have information available for those who need to know either where the fish are or what the regulations are this year.
Well, the opening day in our area is April 13th, so that's just around the corner. I do have Pennsylvania Fishing Summary books. These are the books that the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission is now charging for, but I have them at my district offices free of charge. In addition, we have trout stocking schedules for this year. So anyone who would like a trout stocking schedule, please stop by.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.